How long have you been trying to significantly increase your salary? And when I say significantly, I'm talking 20K, 30K, even a $50,000 raise. How long have you been trying to increase your salary so that you can finally put a down payment on a home or pay off a mortgage or help your parent? If you have been waiting for a long time and you have been trying to get that kind of salary increase at your current company, in this episode, I'm sharing the hard truth about internal salary ceilings and why making an external move is going to be your fastest path to a 50K plus raise that you deserve.
Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in.
Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. Today, we're talking about money. Money, money, money. So earlier this year, I was working with a client in my one-on-one coaching next level career. And she came to work with me because she was ready to advance to a higher level in her career. I remember her saying she hated her job title. So she was at like a strategist title, even though she had been in her field for over 13 years. So she wanted a higher level title. She wanted more just ownership in her work and more influence and the ability to actually lead and train people. And she wanted to finally hit six figures. So again, she had been in her field for 13 years and she still hadn't hit six figures in her salary. And that was really frustrating for her. So one of the first things we actually did even before the job search was plan out a conversation that she had with her manager for how to position the work she had been doing so far, discuss her goals and like goals for her career, goals for her salary, etc. And she actually ended up landing a 5% salary increase with her current job that pushed her finally into six figures. So first of all, that wouldn't have happened if she hadn't had a conversation with her manager. But second, that 5% salary increase came up to about $5,000. Okay. She got a minor salary increase but her title didn't change. Her responsibilities didn't change. So she still hadn't really gotten what she really desired. I mean, she got part of one, which was hit six figures, but the influence still wasn't there. The impact still wasn't there. And so we kept job searching until she actually landed a higher level job. Why am I saying that? If you are in a point in your career where you are ready for a significant salary increase, I usually define significant as $20,000 and higher. It's probably not going to happen at your current company. I just have to let me tell you the thesis of this whole episode from the jump. Because if you think about most organizations, what are they doing? Like 3 to 5% increases. If a company is generous, you might hit 10%, big might. But even then, for you to get a 20K salary increase, your current salary would have to be something like 400K for 5% to equal 20K. So the chances of you landing that at your company is just not high, candidly. And the thing is, if you are listening to this, you probably have been doing director level work with maybe the manager or assistant director title for over 2 years. Probably you have asked for a salary increase multiple times and they have said no. You've heard things like wait your turn, you're not leadership material, do or meet this X goalpost and then we'll have another conversation and then we'll reconsider. Meanwhile, every time you meet whatever goalpost they set for you, they keep moving it. Because I remember working with a client like that last year who was ready for a promotion because in her company over the past 2.5 years before she came to work with me, they kept changing what she would need to do to get promoted to a director level role. So she was finally just like, you know what? These people are playing in my face. It's time for me to go. And I was like, yeah, girl, it's time for you to go, which we got her out. But, you know, when you do your maybe semi-annual, whatever reviews, performance evaluations, you're getting meet expectations on the reviews, but you're not getting promoted. You're not advancing. You're doing things like training managers, but you're not getting recognized for it. You're bringing vision and strategy to the table, but your supervisor, your leader is taking responsibility or taking credit for it. And over time, that can really get frustrating. Because at this point, you know that you're underpaid. You know that you will probably have been promoted by now if you were a man, let's be candid. And there's a part of you that's just wondering what you need to do to prove that you're capable. But your capability is not the problem. Like, the issue is not that you don't have the qualifications. It's that the company has already decided your salary ceiling. There's a limit on your salary. They see you as a X dollar person and not a X plus 20K. So for example, they see you as a 100K worker and not a 120K worker. So if you have a desire to increase your salary for whatever reason, maybe you want to buy a house, you want to be able to afford extracurriculars for your kids, you want to start really ramping up your retirement funds, you want to take care or contribute to supporting your parents who are aging, or you have medical bills that you're trying to clear out, or you're trying to pay off student loan, you're trying to get rid of consumer debt, whatever it may be, you want to start building generational wealth. The point is, you want to increase your salary. You have to realize that new companies pay for the role. Meanwhile, your current company pays for your history. Let me say that again. A new organization is going to pay for the role that they are hiring for. Meanwhile, your current organization will pay for your history. So in your current organization, there is a salary box that you are in for whatever reason. Maybe it's just there's some kind of HR policy that prevents them from giving you a certain increase. They're trying to not disrupt the equity structure, so they don't want you to be getting paid more than maybe your compatriots or your manager, or their pay bands that they have to stay in. The point is, most internal raises usually will cap at 3-5%, unless you're in an org that does something like maybe an end of year bonus, which is different. But the regular annual or merit based raises, if you're even getting them annually, usually are in that 3-5% band. The other reason why your company is paying for history is also your value might already be invisible in this organization. You have been seen or boxed into a specific, like, hard worker, you know, executor type role where they just don't see your value as being high enough for whatever you want your salary to jump to. So if you are at 200, you're trying to get to 220K, they don't see you working there, right? If you're at 80, you're trying to get to 100K, they don't see you giving that value. So they're not going to give you that raise. And you just might be in an organization where systemic discrimination is a part of the zeitgeist of your company, so to speak. And by nature of being a woman, maybe a Black, brown woman, there's just systemic structures and barriers in the way to you getting this 20K promotion. And so you have to start really thinking strategically. How long are you going to keep trying to stay loyal to an organization that is showing you in literal dollars how little they value you? Because the thing is, when you go to a new organization, there is literally no cap. There is no limit to how much you can increase your salary by. And I always say this because my favorite story to tell is, till date in my business, the highest salary increase one of my clients has landed is 135K. She went from 65K, I want to say, to 200K in one move. There is no limit. Like, there's no limit. Because when a company posts for a new role, they are basing it off the market value. So they're looking at similar roles, similar responsibilities, similar titles in the area, and what the current going rate is. And so there's a high chance that I'm talking about promotion, but I'm even thinking with this point I'm making specifically, even for your current job, you can look up your current job and I bet you'll see that what people are paying for new roles is probably higher because the amount that the value of that role has gone up by nature of whether it's inflation, the workload, economy, whatever it may be, what they paid you 8, 10 years ago when you started is probably not what they're paying people now. Also, new companies, when they post a role, are paying for the actual role. They're looking at the responsibilities this person will be responsible for, and they have put a salary that matches, that's commensurate with the effort, the work that the person is going to be doing. Meanwhile, at your current company, you might get some lateral moves, a title change, but they base your raise off of your current salary, not off of the responsibilities that you're getting. And then finally, the new role is usually, and this is a bit of a repeat here, but commensurate with the responsibilities. So if you have a desire to advance into a director level role where you're going to have direct reports, you're going to be in high level meetings with other leaders, with the C-suite, where you're going to be reporting directly to maybe a C-suite leader, where you're going to be responsible for direction and vision and steering the vision, they are going to match the salary to that high level of responsibility. So if you have a desire to increase your salary by 50K, 30K, 20K, you would be hard pressed for it to happen in your current company. I'm just going to say that. You need to go to a different organization. So how exactly do you land a 50K raise at a new company? Let me break down the steps for you. Your first step is going to be to audit your current impact. If you are trying to get promoted into a director level role or a VP level role, you have to be able to show how you have made a difference for your current organization or even in past roles. Like companies don't promote you based on vibes and potential. They promote based on proven accomplishments, especially if you're a woman, let's be candid, or a Black woman or a woman of color. So you have to be able to articulate and document how you have made a difference. What is the impact that you have already had in your career that is relevant to the kind of work you want to be doing at the higher level? Now, I know that when I say that word impact, if you are like any of my clients, you probably just shriveled up a little bit inside. And I'm saying that, Ken, because I've literally had clients say to me, I haven't had any impact. I don't have any impact. And I'm like, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Calm down. Let's figure this out. A lot of times when we hear that word impact, we immediately think revenue. And if you are in a role or in a field that is not directly linked to revenue, it is so, so easy for you to think that you don't have any impact. But impact does not equal revenue. Impact equals your results plus business outcomes. So how can you connect any of your results, any of your accomplishments, any of your tasks, how can you connect them directly or indirectly to any kind of outcome that your organization cares about? That is what impact is. And you have to be able to sit down and create a list of impact that you have already had based on the role you're trying to land. Because if I think of most of the women I work with who are trying to get promoted, they want to get promoted because they want to have more income, more impact, and more influence in their career. At least that's why I went for a promotion. If I think of my career journey, I wanted to have higher impact. I wanted to impact more counselors and make a difference in the field, which is why I decided to get promoted. And so if you are trying to, the unfortunate reality is that to have more impact, you have to show existing impact. Like you have to show how you have made a difference now for you to get the responsibility to make bigger difference at a higher level. As I'm saying this, it's making me think of the Bible verse. I don't know where it was, where it's like, to whom much is given, much is expected. I don't even know why I thought of that. I don't know if it's going to connect. But in my head, how I'm thinking of it is like, you have to already have shown that you can do something for you to get more. That's just the way it works in the world of work. And so that's your first step, is audit your current impact. If you're hearing me and you're still kind of freaking out a little bit, like I just don't have impact, you should definitely check out my free audio training series. It's called Advance to Your Next Level Role as a Christian Woman. One of the lessons in that audio training series is literally me breaking down my impact framework. So impact is an acronym where I break down the 6 steps, step by step, what do you need to do to identify and communicate your impact? If you go to nextlevelrole.com, that's also going to be linked in the podcast description. If you go to hercareerdoctor.com/advance, you will be able to register for that free audio training series and immediately start listening. That URL is also going to be in the episode description below. So that's the first step, audit your current impact. The second step is you have to research roles that value the impact you have made and that you want to make at market rate. So what does that mean? If you're trying to get into, let's say, a director of operations role, and you know that you want your salary to go up to about 250K, then you need to do your research to find out what fields, what industries, what companies are paying 250K for director of operations roles. Because just because the market rate for that role is 250 doesn't mean every company will pay that. Some companies will try to lowball, and you don't want to waste your time applying to roles that are not even going to get you the salary increase that you're looking for. So it's important that you know how to do your research to find the right roles. And I'm saying know how to do your research because I think we often forget that research in itself is a skill. That is something that has become so abundantly clear to me in the last 7 years of both being a researcher in the academic sense and helping my clients research roles. The way that I help my clients come up with, you know, prompts to put in AI or questions to ask or where to look to find these roles, I'm realizing more and more that that is a skill. And this is one of the reasons why you might need a coach to help you do the research, because it's not just going on LinkedIn and searching for roles, because you have to be able to look at, is this role a ghost posting, or is it legit? Is this company legit? Is this going to be the right company? Is the values going to match? Will I be happy here? But you have to figure out how to research roles that value your impact at market rates. That's the second step. And the third step for you to land that 50K external jump is to position yourself as the solution to their problem. Position yourself as the solution to their problem. So every time you see a job posting, so you have audited your impact, right? You have found roles that are paying what you want to get paid with that 50K increase. Now you have to look at that job description and figure out what is the problem that needs to be solved in this organization. So let's come back to, let's say I use the director of operations role as an example. I'm using that because I just recently finished working with a client who landed that role. I remember one of the companies she was looking at for them, why they wanted that role was because they wanted someone who was going to maintain new systems that they had put in place for hiring, for budgeting, and for stakeholder communication. So the problem they had was that their C-suite person was retiring. And so they needed someone to come in and maintain those systems, maybe make them more efficient, not so much implement new systems at that point because they had just adopted new systems. So at that point, the solution to that problem is somebody who can learn new systems, who can familiarize themselves with it very quickly, who can onboard other people into new systems, who can track data, track efficiency, and help them keep using their systems. Are you tracking what I'm saying? I hope you are. Point is, every job posting is a company telling you a problem that they have. Every job posting is a company telling you a problem that they have. The way that you land a job is to show that you are the solution to that problem. And so you have to be strategic about how you read job descriptions, audit job descriptions, so that you can actually position yourself as the experienced hire. That way, you don't want to be out here because you want a 50K increase. You're applying to 20, 30, 100 different jobs. You're just submitting your resume online, but you're not hearing back. You're getting ghosted. That's just going to burn you out. What's the point of advancing in your career if you're going to enter the new role burnt out and exhausted? Like, that is not helpful at all. So you have to still be strategic with your job search. And the way you are, and when I say strategic, meaning so that you can land a job after less than 15 applications. That's what my clients do. Like, usually my promise to every client I work with is you're going to land a job after less than 15 applications. You're going to get an offer after less than 10 interviews. And so you have to know how to communicate the fact that you are the best person for that role. And then once you get the offer, the final step, step four. So step one was audit your current impact. Step two is research roles that value your impact at market rate. And step three is position yourself as a solution to the problem. The final step to get that 50K bump is to negotiate from your track record of results. So yes, even though the role should be 50K more than what you currently make because you did your research to find those higher paying roles, guess what you're still going to do? You're still going to negotiate. You are absolutely, this is one of my mottos. Negotiating is not optional. You're absolutely negotiating. Like every time you get a job offer, your automatic default assumption should be that they're lowballing you, even if it's more than what you wanted. And so you're still going to negotiate for more so that you can even exponentially increase that salary increase that you're already getting. Right. And so this is how you make a strategic external move to exponentially increase your salary by 50K or more. You have to know how to audit your impact, find the role, position yourself so that you can actually land the job and then negotiate for even more. When you do this, you will break through that internal ceiling that your current company has put you on when it comes to your salary. And you will finally be making the kind of money that you wanted, that you've been wanting to make to pay off a mortgage, put a down payment on a new house, to, you know, buy a new house, to pay for things for your kids, to go on vacation, to help your parents, whatever it may be. You will finally start making more money that doesn't give you that stifled feeling of having to check your bank account before you make every single payment. But now, when exactly do you make this external move? I have four criteria that I think of for like, okay, when is the right time to make this move? The first very obvious time when you should definitely be thinking about making an external move is when you have documented clear impact in your current role, but you've hit a ceiling when it comes to your income. So if you look at your current job, you are achieving things for the organization, whether it is you're making things more efficient, you are reducing cost, you are increasing revenue, you are saving time, you're improving onboarding time, whatever it is, you look at your track record and you can see, hey, I'm actually making a difference in this company and my salary has not increased significantly enough in the last 2 years to match my accomplishments. That is a sign that it's time for you to get out. And I say this because a lot of times it's like you don't even realize how undervalued you are. Like you might feel disgruntled because you're bored at work, but when you actually step out and look at what people around you are getting paid, it will blow your mind how underpaid you are, okay? The second time that it makes sense to make this external move is when you have been rejected for a raise at least twice. So you've asked for a raise two different times and they're telling you to wait your turn, or they are changing the benchmark for what it would take for you to land that raise. You need to go. When they said no two times, you need to, like, the first time might be okay. First time might make sense. And then you do what they ask you to do. Then the second time, ideally, you should be getting that raise. But if they say no again and you have fulfilled whatever they told you the first time, you need to go. And the third time where it makes sense for you to make an external move is when you get less than a $10,000 increase or raise. So when you get a raise internally and it didn't hit that 10K mark, that just shows you that your current company has a limit to how much they can actually increase your salary by. And listen, $10,000 is a lot of money. Let me just say that. Like, if you're getting 10K increases, even 8K, 7K, I would be happy if I got that. I'm just saying, remember I said this at the beginning, if you already have a desire for a significant salary increase, that's who I'm talking to, right? If you're saying, nah, I need my salaries to go up by 20K, 40K, 50K, 80K. If you're not even getting 10K raises, that's a sign that it's not going to happen at your current company and you need to go. And then finally, a good time when it would make sense for you to make this big move is after a major project. So when you have just done something big for your company, you overled a major proposal that got accepted, you spearheaded a big project that was successful, it's like you're riding on the high of a major win. That is a great time to start job searching because, one, you confidently, like you emotionally are feeling good and confident about yourself because you're on a win. Two, that is still a very relevant impact, very relevant accomplishment that you can leverage in interviews. And three, sometimes when you do something big like that and you tell your company that you are going somewhere else, they just might match the new salary. Like when you have another offer, some organizations, then they finally see your value and they will offer to match your salary, at which point now you have choices. Choices are never bad, right? Because now you can decide, do you want to stay where you are or do you want to go to a different company? So this is some ideas for when it would make sense for you to start thinking about making an external move to get promoted and increase your salary by 50K or more. Now, as I'm saying that, I'm literally hearing the voice of a past client as I'm saying that to you, where there's this sense of loyalty to the company. Like I've implemented so many things at this company. I've created so many new processes that I'm worried that if I leave, I'm going to lose all of that. Like a client literally said that to me. And essentially the idea of being loyal to our company is keeping you stuck in that place where you're undervalued and underpaid. And I remember saying to her, you know, just because you're leaving a company doesn't mean everything you've accomplished stays behind, right? Like your legacy is going to stay, but you can also leverage and market that legacy into a new organization. Because really that's what's driving, like you're saying you want to be loyal, but what you're really afraid of is you're afraid of losing all the skills you developed or losing all the work that you've put time and energy into. You're afraid of losing the legacy that you've built, whether it's in systems or processes, whatever it may be, but you're not losing them just because you're going to a new company. Like you can absolutely and will take that legacy with you to a new company. And that's what you're actually going to use to leverage a higher salary. The other thing that might be keeping you concerned about making this external move is that you're worried about a new job being worse than your current job. And whenever I hear that, I just hear that you have a fear of your decision-making ability. You don't trust your ability to make good decisions. Because if you did, that wouldn't be a worry. Because you would know that you know how to audit a company for fit, how to ask the right questions, how to make sure it's the right place before you take an offer. So if you are afraid of the next job being worse than your current job, what you're really afraid of, what you're really saying is, I don't trust myself to make a good decision for myself. And so that's the problem you need to solve for. How do you build trust in your decision-making abilities? I could tell you that a lot of my clients, when they work with me, they get confident in their ability to make career decisions because I teach you frameworks for how to make career decisions. I help you ask the right questions and audit the company. That's something I do with my clients. And so what do you need to have in place to help you trust your ability to make a decision that will work for you and your career? And then the final thought that you might be having when you hear me talk about, you know, you need to go to a different company to increase your salary. You might be thinking, but if I leave this company, it's going to feel like I gave up. Especially when you've been asking for the promotion, you've been asking for the raise, you've been trying to prove yourself. So a part of you, and everything I'm saying to you is literally things that clients have said to me, right? Like you're thinking, okay, but if I leave, then that's going to seem like I couldn't hack it. It's going to seem like I didn't prove that I could hack it in this organization. Again, literally, clients have said this to me. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to be candid with you. This one is just illogical. It makes no sense. Because you're telling me that you are in a company that you have asked for a promotion multiple times. You have asked for a raise multiple times. Every time you've asked, they've said no. Even though your work is speaking for itself. So essentially what is happening here is this company is clearly, it might be indirect, but it's clearly telling you they don't value you. They don't value you. They don't value what you have to offer. They don't value your effort because if they did, your title and your pay will match. So you're telling me that in a company that has told you they don't value you, what you're concerned about is proving that you can hack it. You want to prove that you can survive in a place that is not healthy for you. You want to prove that you can stay where you're not valued. Make it make sense, sis. Make it make sense. It doesn't. There's no sugarcoating this one. It's just, I'm giving it to you straight, no chaser. It does not make sense to try to prove yourself that you can stay in a place that does not care about you. Instead, why don't you consider taking all that energy to prove yourself in a different organization that actually values you? Right? Like, why don't you go prove that you can hack it in a place that you feel good about the work you're doing? You like your colleagues, you enjoy your work, you're actually excited to wake up. And so in this case, proving yourself is more you're developing new skills, you're taking on new projects, you're growing, you're stretching, you're advancing, you have more impact, you have more influence. That is a good way to prove yourself. Trying to prove yourself in a company that doesn't value you is just going to lead to resentment. You're going to resent the company. you're going to resent yourself. And if you're Christian, honestly, you're going to resent God. Because you're going to start saying, Lord, why do you have me here? Why haven't you taken me out of this situation? Why am I still in this job that doesn't care about me? God, why aren't you hearing me? Meanwhile, God said, I gave you the skills you need to job search and you have chosen not to leave. I'm not speaking for God. I'm just saying, okay? You pray to the Lord and see what he says to you. But I'm just saying, like, it's just going to make you resentful and burnt out and confused. Stop trying to prove yourself to people that don't care about you. That just makes no sense. Okay, like that, I have no, so, and I'm saying this because normally when I'm saying things, like I'm a counselor, right? So how can I say it in a way that feels good for your body and your nervous system to hear it? No, I don't have a way that feels good. I'm telling your nervous system right now, stop it. Stop it. Get out of that company. They don't care about you. It's just that simple. They don't care about you. Okay? Now, I want you to notice how all those objections that are coming in your head for why you can't go to an external company are all fear-based. Whether it's fear of losing your skills, fear of losing your legacy, whether it's fear of not trusting your decision-making, fear of showing that you're of being a quitter. All of that is fear-based. And fear-based decisions never lead to joy. Fear-based decisions never lead to fulfillment. If you're a woman of faith, if you're Christian, you cannot move in faith and fear at the same time. You either believe or you don't. That's what faith is. And the Lord tells us, the Bible says, it is impossible. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So you have to really check. If you have stayed in this company, you have to really just like look, like do a deep soul search. What are the fears that are keeping me here? And how can I overcome these fears so that I can actually advance into a higher level role where I can finally have more income, more impact, and more influence, not just in your career, but in your personal life? That's what you need to ask yourself. How can you shift from fear to faith so that you can actually make that external move that you need to make? You absolutely need to make it to increase your salary exponentially. So I hope you found this episode helpful as you were listening. If you have been in this situation where you've been wondering if you should stay, if you should go, if they value, just take this as your sign. Okay, let's just consider this. You know what? The Lord sent this episode to you. It's time for you to go. And if you're ready to stop waiting for that internal recognition and actually position yourself for a 50K plus increase that you deserve at a company that values you from day one, you need to work with me. It's just that simple. Like, let's work together in my one-on-one coaching. In Next Level Career, I help professional Christian women get promoted and increase their salaries by 50K or more so that they can have more impact, more influence, and more income in their careers. If there is a desire in you to just be more impactful, to make a difference, to shape things, and to have your salary reflect all that responsibility, and you've been trying to hack it on your own for so long, it's time for you to stop DIYing. Stop DIYing, girl. You're not a career expert. I am. Like, I'm just being candid. Job searching is not your area of expertise. Positioning for promotion is not your area of expertise. It is mine. Stay in your lane. Hire me to help you in this lane so that we can get that promotion before the end of the year. Okay? Okay. And if you want to learn more about how to work with me, you can go to privatecareercoaching.com. That URL is always in the episode description also. Again, it's privatecareercoaching.com. And you will learn all about Next Level Career, what it entails, how I work with clients, what's included. You'll be able to book a free sales call with me so we can actually have a conversation to see what your goals are and how I will help you hit your goals. Okay. Again, that URL is privatecareercoaching.com to see how we can work together to help you land a 50K promotion. As usual, thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, don't forget to leave a review or a rating on whatever platform you're listening to. I will catch you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If you are ready to stop feeling overlooked in your career and finally get promoted into your next level role, I have got something special for you. I created a free audio training series for professional Christian women who are ready for more money, more impact, and more influence in their careers. So if you're ready to get promoted and increase your salary by $20,000 to $50,000 without compromising who you are, visit hercareer.com
/advance to sign up and listen to the free audio training today. Again, that link is hercareerdoctor.com/advance, or you can just click the link in the episode description to get started. In this free audio training, I break down everything you need to identify and communicate your existing impact so you can finally land your higher paying, higher impact role with faith and confidence. Because it's an audio training, you can listen on the go without being stuck to a computer. So go to hercareerdoctor.com/advance now to sign up for the free audio training that will break down how to advance into your next level role as a Christian woman.